Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 24th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, sitting in front of our large office window today looking out on an absolutely gorgeous day. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again, today we want to encourage you. We titled today's message, Watching Over Us. The scripture text is 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9.
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
Well, at this time, many are interested in the Super Bowl, the NFL championship football game here in America. In the weeks leading up to the game, scheduled for February 3rd this year, there's plenty of hype and promotion. Marketers see it as a great time to sell lots of stuff for Super Bowl parties. And of course, the big screen TVs are just going off the shelves like hotcakes. The need for original advertising that captures your interest enough to sell products increases with each new year. One of my all-time favorites was a full-size cardboard cutout of Joe Montana, a former quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. He was trying to get consumers to buy a snack, as I recall. He has a sheepish grin and is holding a football as if he's ready to pass it to you. Somehow, they've designed it so his eyes appear to be looking right at you with this message. Are you ready to catch it? Well, his eyes seem to follow you as you move back and forth, which makes the scene all the more realistic.
The daily scripture text is a wonderful Old Testament verse that gives great assurance to true believers of every generation. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Amazingly, God is watching over us, you and me, right now. His omnipresence is most reassuring when we feel as though we're all alone in the world. And the fact is, we are not.
Well, the verse states, His eyes range. And in the King James Version, that's run to and fro throughout the earth. The New American Standard Version states, For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His.
Psalm 34:15 has a similar thought, which the Apostle Peter quotes from 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer.
There is a purposefulness in God's watching over us. He does so to strengthen us. I sure do need strengthened today, don't you? I am thankful that God's strength is absolutely adequate for any need I have.
There is a responsibility that we have, however. He is looking for those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Once again, we want to reaffirm our commitment to live for Jesus and stand for His righteous cause. We want our hearts to be fully surrendered to His plan for our lives.
Wherever you are today, whatever you're doing, and whatever you're going through, we ask you to join us in making this commitment.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, though we cannot see you in the heavenly kingdom, you do see us as we walk the pilgrim pathway. You guide us through this earthly maze of sudden turns, strange territory, and even the disappointing dead ends. Though we may be jostled from time to time in the midst of finding our way, we are assured that you watch over us, are going in and are coming out. You know our hearts cry and you strengthen us as we choose to walk the path of righteousness. Our hearts are fully committed to you and we look to you, our Father, for all our spiritual, physical, emotional, and financial needs. Your continuous spiritual presence brings sweet fellowship to our soul. Amen.
Amen. What a joy, the knowledge that the watchful eyes of the Lord are for our good, those of us whose hearts are committed to Him. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message once again for Thursday, January 24th, 2008. We do have some photos up on the site today. One is simply a quarterback photo. It's not Joe Montana, who I mentioned in the cardboard cutout, but it does give an illustrative background. The other photo a friend sent us just yesterday, something I've not been able to do, is to get some photos of local bald eagles right here along the Susquehanna River in southern Pennsylvania. And we have one we put up today. Also have several suggested songs today that we feel supplement the message. One particularly is a song that Brooksine recalls, I would imagine going back 20, 25 years ago, called "The Eyes of God Are Upon Me." And we have audio links up to this and several other songs as well that we feel will bless you today. Finally, we have a couple of examples of feedback that encourages us in our work. One is from a reader in India that identifies herself as a secret Christian. Certainly, when we receive feedback like this, it really encourages us in our service in this rather unusual way of preparing these messages each weekday for the Lord. May God bless you today. May you continue to have that glorious assurance of God's steadfast love and care.